Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show. Are we going to be doing the Guess the Object? Is that going to be happening today?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
Are you?
So can I answer that in a two-part answer?
Sure.
One, I was hoping you would forget. Two, I'm also going to be ready by 6:45. I think because it's...
Oh, I mean, it's God. One
of the things that you have a lot
Are
of things going
me?
On that I thought might fall off of your radar, because those things happen sometimes.
Oh, no, I overthought it, as per usual. I overthought it yesterday. I actually brought two things, but I think I've decided what I'm going to go with.
So that'll be a game. It's a trend. We're going to try the trend that producer Stevie brought up yesterday. I still have questions about execution, how we're going to hide the objects from each other.
We're
guessing that's going to be a little issue. We haven't built a wall. I don't know.
We need a shield of some sort.
Yeah. Or just trust each other. There's got to be something there that we can do. But that'll be fun. It'll be something different to do at 6:45. Something we should start with this morning, though, is I was shocked because yesterday it was all about the PSL. Today, the app was red and green and snow flying through the air and the PSL, that's old news. It is a different ball game. You need to know this. Peppermint Mocha's back.
Oh, are you so excited?
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We talk about this all the time, and I really do love our EMCs, our little coffee chats that we have, and I appreciate. I still haven't found a home run K-cup, so if anybody has that, that is great. I have found a home run creamer. Tasty Tuesday, though.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't
this
mind
week's...
putting in the K-cup of brew.
Yeah, you liked that.
So it was very sweet. It was very, very French vanilla. But the reason I wanted to talk about this is, you know, I've always talked about my routine. Maybe you're a new EMC. That's what we call you, part of our early morning crew. It's 6:11. It's early in the morning. We appreciate that. Or maybe it's the end of your work day. You work third shift. However you listen, we truly appreciate that. This is part of an exclusive club. And I think revealing that today's the day at Starbucks for peppermint mocha and the rest of the menu is a really good way to either end your third shift. Maybe you won't because you're going to nap, but maybe you're on your way to teach or to drive a bus or anything else. And you have a chance to stop at Starbucks or one of these other places. Like, today's the day.
Yeah, because you're going to get the drinks and you're going to get the cute new holiday cups. They just revealed the designs yesterday. Do you like your cup?
I do. It is the one.
Oh, you got the plaid. You got the, there's plaid ones and then there's ones with bows on them this year. The bows are very trendy this year. So, and then they're doing,
they're all over the place.
All
I'm
over
well
the
aware
place.
Of my 10-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Very bow aware.
And the cold cups are going to have red and green bows. I mean, obviously you haven't tried a cold drink
yet. Not yet.
Because you just went today. But, I do have a question though, because
okay.
You did see the menu.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, is one thing missing from it?
Oh, missing from the menu. That'll be a good question. I'll have to look because, you know, when my eyes see peppermint mocha, I just start
Laser.
To salivate.
Right.
And then I almost stop. But I did browse some of the rest, so hopefully I'll have an answer. What is your Starbucks menu question? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We're talking about it because the holiday drinks are out.
You love the peppermint mocha, and I know you got that this morning. You were very excited to see it on the menu. But they're bringing back the eggnog latte this year. But remember they said it's going to be at a different time than the holiday menu. Like, so was it there today is my question.
No, it was not. I also don't need this. And we've talked about this usually on a What You Watching Wednesday, how we are binge brats. Drop the season. We're ready to roll. Right. We want you to drop this. Don't drop three and then one, or half and then the other half. Like Stranger Things is going to be dropped the entire month of December. And then there's a movie. Okay, you're right. It's fine.
I'm in the middle of that with the morning show. I'm so mad about it.
I don't need a mouth binge. I need everything right now. I don't need a mouthful breakdown of two different drops. Just give me the eggnog latte
now. You want
it
all available, readily available to you now. Because, like, what if you want to go back later and get an eggnog latte?
Once again, I understand eggnog. People hate eggnog.
It's
or
very
people
thick.
Enjoy eggnog, and there is no, oh, I kind of like eggnog. Mm-mm. I just don't feel like that exists. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm on the side of loving eggnog. You, not so much.
No, not so much. And this was a drink they took away back at, because I remember when you liked it, when it was at, what was it? I forget, it was 2021 or 2023, they said. They took it away. They're bringing it back this year, and that's a really big deal. So if it's not there yet, they're doing another drop. And is it just going to be for that, or are more things coming out that day?
We will exactly let you know the answer to that question. Also, the date for eggnog lovers or eggnog haters to ignore it on the menu. I mean, it's multifaceted. That's in 4 minutes. I was looking for a date everywhere. It doesn't seem to have a lockdown date. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites with the eggnog latte. Just not out yet. It'll be available later in the season. Also, Dunkin's holiday menu available yesterday. We're talking about this little coffee chat this morning because it's big news. Starbucks, their menu dropped today.
And by the way, Dunkin', not only their holiday menu, the Wicked menu. And I've seen people posting about that everywhere.
I haven't seen anything Wicked at all in stores or Doritos. People are ready to go. Well, it drops later this month. I forget
November
the date.
November 21st. How dare you not know
okay.
that?
Okay, I know it was a Friday. I'm thinking 21st. Okay.
Chili's has margaritas for Wicked. They have a green.
Are they pink and green?
I mean, a Wicked margarita is a great name.
$6.
That's a Wicked. Yeah, a Wicked margarita is a great name.
Do we dare mention? Because it'll be virtually impossible to get what's at Starbucks.
No, I can't imagine anyone listening has this already.
No, there's no way. Even
because
if a barista.
You had to have been there this morning. The barista. Mm-hmm. You're saying barista. Oh no, Tim. It's the barista. It's the new bear cup, and it's in. It almost looks like a honey jar, right?
Yeah, like a large honey jar.
A large honey jar. But what's the cutest part, Stevie?
The lid is a beanie. Like
his
a little beanie to
green
the bear.
Beanie.
Little green
it's beanie. Adorable.
And it's glass.
Mm-hmm.
It's glass. It's $29.95, and when you put coffee in it, it looks like a little brown bear.
Yes,
so he's so cute.
It's so cute, but they have very limited quantities.
Yeah, what were you reading that people were saying online, like
there
baristas?
There are people that like work there that were commenting, like, we only got one in, or we only got like four. Like, they aren't getting fully stocked for these people that are trying to wait in line for it.
That's so smart of them to do.
It's the cutest little thing.
It really, really is.
I have no
idea.
Do you
know how big that is? Is it like a 12 ounce or 16? I'm not putting you on the spot. I just haven't seen it.
But it looks like similar size to like a grande cup.
Okay.
Like,
little straw, little green beanie. It's
just a heads up if you happen to be heading there and you see that and you go inside maybe to pick up your order, you like to place your order inside and you see that thing, you need to grab that
thing.
Buy it. In all seriousness.
They're already reselling them. How much did you see them resold?
I saw one on eBay for like $200.
They just came out this morning.
$200?
Yeah.
This morning.
Man.
Yeah.
They are cool. They are cute.
They're very cute.
So there you go. And right. If you have any information, shoot us a DM or, of course, give us a call, 216-343-1021.
I'm like giddy about all the exciting things we have to talk about. That barista, and now Oprah's back. Her favorite things list is out.
She never tries any of these.
Are you joking?
You think she... I love how year you think she handpicks these items.
There
like the
is,
fake cauliflower
listen,
pizza.
There is no way that Oprah has... Yes, I think her team of people pick stuff.
Absolutely.
There is no way Oprah Winfrey is putting stuff on this list without trying it herself or at least double checking it.
It is. I think that it is very, I don't know if endearing is the term, that you actually think Oprah Winfrey is trying these items out.
I think she is trying. Yes, I do. I think she's making sure. Like even
they have the Oprah stamp.
All,
there's no way she's trying all these.
Gonna
we'll
be,
get to this.
We're going to get in depth later. One of the things on there are shoes that her friend Gail King wears. They're very controversial shoes. Have you seen them? We're going to talk about that. But next, we got to talk the cozy, the techie, the celeb approved. It's time. Oprah's favorite things list is back. She handpicks each of the 112 items on the list, regardless of what Tim says. It includes items from her famous friends like Kim Kardashian's Skims, Shay Mitchell's Base Luggage, and even Meghan Markle's new lifestyle brand. Prices range anywhere from around $15 all the way up to a $2,200 TV. So a little more manageable than the Gwyneth Paltrow Goop list, which I looked at yesterday. Oh my gosh, there's a $29,000 item on that. Full list online, OprahDaily.com.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We always have Stevie on the socials right around this time. But we did talk about doing, like, actually trying the trend and executing the Stevie on the socials that we had yesterday. Anybody that missed yesterday's Stevie on the social, let's do a quick recap before we actually kind of try this trend.
Yeah, there is a viral game. It's the guess the object game. You put a barrier up between you, and then you each grab any object you want, and then you could say whatever you have. Say, I have my phone, or I have an Apple, and you can either be telling the truth or lying, and then you try and guess by asking questions. Like, if you have an Apple, like, maybe you could say, can you take a bite of it? Can you drop it from, so I can hear how it sounds when it lands on the ground? You just ask questions based on it, and like, it'll be like audio type questions.
Do you want to, so once again, we are in very close proximity. This is a larger studio, but we're still, I don't even know if it's 5 feet apart from each other. It's almost worth a picture of how we have separated ourselves with a caution wet floor sign, two of them. I have plenty of screens. You could actually have the items on the counter on the other side of these screens, just the way that it's set up, because I'm running the board. I have the screen. I can't see anything, even if I wanted to. I couldn't.
Mine.
And I'm not tall enough that I could see over the board anyway. Like, I couldn't.
I feel like he can see over the board. I can't even look in your direction because I'm afraid. Even though I put a caution sign between us, Stevie, we can't.
Where did these caution signs come from?
They were just out in the lobby. I grabbed them.
They're very dusty.
And dirty.
They're disgusting. I need to wash my hands.
So there has to be some, you know, we have to trust each other because it's not like we're in separate rooms to do this or something.
Right.
So the trust is there. I can't see anything. Jen won't look and you won't look.
No.
So guess the object. I guess I should have started. You brought objects in, right? Did we?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We're making sure we're prepared before we talk about it. All right. Maybe you've tried this trend. If so, that's amazing. You can let us know. We're going to give this a shot here in 4 minutes, see how it goes. Guess the object on Star 102. I'm afraid to look anywhere.
Me too.
Okay. Are you
just
guys okay?
Looking down.
I'm just looking at the table.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Guess the object. It was a Stevie on the socials yesterday. So now we say what the object is, and we could be lying or it's true.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
You go first.
Mine is a TV remote.
Okay.
You mean okay? You're already judging. We're not even 30 minutes into the or 30 seconds into the
room.
You're judging me.
I'm judging you. Mine's a hairbrush.
Mine's a
what?
Mine's a baby bottle.
I hate that I can't see Jen's face because I've known her so long.
I know,
you should probably
same.
Tell if she's lying or not.
I can't.
She's looking down. Her face is on the counter, probably. Is your item on the counter?
It's in my lap.
It's in your lap.
Like, I'm gripping my hairbrush very tightly.
Okay, so remote. What was yours again, Jen? I'm sorry.
Hairbrush.
Really?
Yeah.
A little sus. The inflection was
can
weird.
You,
and then yours was what, a baby bottle?
A baby bottle.
Okay.
Tim, can you just, like, gently, I know it's in the remote, can you just, like, gently drop it onto the counter? That's the item?
That's a heavy remote.
That's not the item. That is the remote.
Okay. We don't even need to ask you any more questions.
Jen, can you brush your hair with your item?
No, because you can't look.
Looking. Can you brush your hair with it? I'm looking this way.
Yeah. All right.
Stevie, am I looking?
Nope. It's very hairbrushy.
Wow.
Okay. A little ASMR.
You have thick hair.
Jen, can you drop your hairbrush from a couple feet? Well, okay.
Stevie, can you suck on the baby bottle?
Oh, God.
You can't. Ask her that.
Do that. Do it. And then into the microphone. I'm not looking. I just want to hear it.
Is
she doing it?
I did it.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Exactly.
I need you to drop your baby bottle.
Okay. From how?
It doesn't have to be. Yeah. I already know what I think of you two.
Will you think of us?
On this game.
Can you rub your bristles against the microphone?
Sure.
This sounds like
this ASMR.
That sounds like a pet hairbrush. Tim, can you turn the TV on with your remote?
I can try. Hold on,
Stevie, you're the best.
Hold on,
great. What?
I think it's.
Do you also feel like Tim has nothing?
I don't think that works. Oh, no, man, down.
Do you feel like Tim has nothing in his hands and he's just like slapping the counter with his hands?
It kind of sounds like that.
I know.
Do we have any other questions? Are we going to take?
I don't. No, I don't have.
Stevie might. No.
Can you shake your remote?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm gonna put the microphone up.
Something feels weird about what he's doing. Can you drop it one more time?
Yeah, hold on. I got to move the keyboard out of the way. Hold on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm.
Guess the object.
I don't know about that.
Whoever guesses next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's finish this game. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is Guess the Object. It is on trend. Stevie talked about it yesterday during Stevie on the socials. I said that I have a TV remote. Jen said that she has a hairbrush. And producer Stevie, if you missed it 3 minutes ago, she was apparently sucking on a baby bottle. We don't know if that's true or not, but that's the item she says that she has. So that's where we're at.
Okay.
We asked each other questions about the item, trying to see if it's a true item, see if it's a false item. If it's not the right item, we try to guess on what the item is.
Yes. I think you're lying. I think you...
Jen!
Well, we were supposed to bring something in from home.
Ah!
What?
Oh. And?
Weren't we?
Yes, of course.
Did you?
Of course not.
I also think Tim is lying, and I think I know what he has.
Oh, good, because I don't have a guess on what he has. I just think he was like trying to trick us. What do you think he has?
I think he has his cell phone.
Oh, great guess. Is it your cell phone?
Nope.
What is it?
First of all, it hurts that you both think that I'm lying.
Well, you dropped five things at one point, so you might have dropped your phone and
the first time. The first time we said drop it, it sounded like you just hit your hand on the counter. So then I was like, well, you have nothing in your hands. I don't know. I don't understand what you.
So now I reveal if what the item is.
What is it?
So you're right. I was lying, but it is the in studio vacuum.
Well, it did not turn the TV on. That's for sure.
Oh. Okay.
There you go.
Nice. Nicely done.
Thank you.
All right.
You should use that for these.
I think Stevie is lying, but I have no idea what you have either.
So I'm going to agree with you that I also think she's lying, and I also don't.
It's
you and I
hard.
Concentrated on each other and asked her like one question. That was to suck on the baby bottle.
That's because I was right. Well, and just to clarify, you asked
where
her that.
I would get a baby bottle. Is that? That's what I thought you.
Well, because we just talked like American Girl doll off the air. I didn't know there's going to be a chance. That maybe something happened. So I didn't know. So I'm going to say that. Do you want to guess first on what it is?
Yeah,
I'm
going to say she's also. She brought in like her Owala or a Stanley mug or something.
I think
like that
she brought in an energy drink. That's so funny. I was going to go down that path, like an Alani or whatever it is. So
what is it?
I have a baby bottle.
Oh, no way!
Shut
up. Really?
Oh, my gosh.
She has a baby bottle.
It's a giant baby bottle.
It's like a...
Smart.
What do you call that? A coin jar?
It's like a 12-inch tall baby bottle.
Right.
Like that. Man!
Okay.
There's not one that you could really suck on.
So, I'm going to be boring and say that I think Jen is her items is correct.
I think it's a brush of sorts. Is it specifically a hairbrush? I don't know, but it is a brush.
I'm gonna stay. She said she had a hairbrush, and I think that it sounded bristly.
There's bristles.
So I'm gonna say that you brought in a hairbrush.
I did not bring in a hairbrush.
Oh, what'd you bring in?
I brought in a dish brush.
See, I said it's a brush, but not a hairbrush. Because the
bristles
way too close.
That's way too close.
I was trying to be clever to trick you because I knew you'd ask me to do the bristles, and I was trying to.
Well played.
See, the bristles fell off to me.
It did.
But they felt like a brush of sorts.
I know.
So, just to be clear, I am the only one that brought something from home for this.
No, not at all.
Uh huh.
That vacuum's from home.
That vacuum is the studio vacuum, and that baby bottle is like a promotional item we got from one of the movie companies.
It's still full of candy, too.
I'm sure it sounded like the effort we put into it. So we all won or lost. I don't know how this game works.
I don't either.
There
you go.
There is Guess the Object. We're sorry you had to listen to the last 12
minutes.
If you
need to clean your dishes, you can use my dish brush.
You're right. It was a thick bristle.
It was a thick bristle. And I hate that I actually used it on my hair.
That was
you made me.
I put this thing on my mouth.
Yeah. I should have said brush your teeth with the hairbrush.
I would have said no.
So thank you, Stevie. That was a good Stevie on the socials. That was a lot of fun.
Oprah's list is out. The favorite things are out. Did everyone see it? Oprah's favorite things. There's 112 items on the list this year.
We go through them all next.
No, we don't. I went through. Don't worry. Don't worry. Oh, I spent time yesterday because I wanted to. When I get excited about something, I tend to over talk about it. So I wanted to very much. Okay. So do you. I narrowed it down to
108. You should have narrowed down to 102.
I did. Oh, that would have been cute. Still a lot. So there's 112 items on the list. It's a little bit smaller than last year. She put stuff like Kim Kardashian Skims are on there.
She put stuff.
Don't.
We'll get to that.
Meghan Markle's brand is on
there.
Make
sure your besties are on the list.
She has like some celebrity things on there. So here's what I went through and did. I wanted to do 3 and 3, but I had to do 3 and 4. 4 items I want to add to my cart. 3 items I did add to my cart. Basically saying these are the 3 most reasonably priced items I would get. And then there's 4 items that are so expensive, but ooh, I want to buy them.
Okay, so which ones should we start with next?
Let's start with the items that are reasonably priced.
That are reasonably priced. Shopping with Jen on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
We're shopping Oprah's favorite things because, you know, she handpicks all of these items herself, which is great. So I have 3 items in my cart.
She does not pick these items out. There is no, we're getting to the items. We'll talk about them. There's no
way she
picks these items out herself.
She may not pick them, but I guarantee you she tests them. Okay. Anyway, here are the things that I was like, okay, these are affordable. Every year. This is supposed to be like shopping for other people, but I'm like, oh, these are things I want for myself. So here's what I added to my cart. Wrist warmer gloves. Okay. They're only like 15, 20 bucks and they're gloves, but then they have like this little sleeve you put over your wrist and you could take it on and off and it's so cute. And they're fingered gloves. They're very adorable. Then there was a hooded scarf. They're saying this is very trendy this year. So you wear it around your neck and then it has that little, you know what I mean? Like it goes up over your head. Adorable. But this had to be the best. And anyone that had, so my whole life, and we've talked about this, I never wore glasses, contacts, anything like that. I have now gotten older and I need readers. There is something on this list I have never heard of before. They're called shower specs, anti-fog readers. And here is the quote underneath of it. I never would have thought of that, but anyone who's tried to read deep conditioner instructions after it's on will appreciate a pair. And I thought, do you know how many times I have had, like, you know, when you get those sample bags from Ulta or Sephora, I mean, you have the tiny bottles of shampoo and I'm in the shower and I'm like, which one is the shampoo and which one is the conditioner? I can't tell. So these are actual anti-fog shower readers that you can leave in your shower. I'm like, this is so ridiculous, but it is.
Do you have a price point in that?
$59.
$59.
$59. And I'm like, they are going to be worth every penny. I never even thought to leave. Because now sometimes what I'll do, I'll be like, okay, I have to figure out which one's which before I get in the shower. So I know which one the shampoo and the conditioner is.
I love that. First of all, now I'm a huge fan of, I don't even care what this is because you admitted that on the air.
I know. I had to.
Well, there must be a need for it. I never would have thought of that.
And then when I clicked on it, I'm like, oh, they're more expensive than I thought. I don't even care. And then I thought, well, I guess I could put normal readers in there, but they're not anti-fog, Tim. So now, because of Oprah, I want the Shower Specs anti-fog readers. It's genius. And I actually think I'm going to buy these as a gift for someone else, which I'm not going to say on the air, but because this is a thing. This is a thing.
So those are the items in your cart. What is coming up next?
Well, these are things I want to add to my cart, but they're a little bit on the pricier side of things.
Like if the cart was larger or the price was smaller,
if the bank account was larger, these might be on the in the cart.
I'd love the DM from anybody that needs the anti-fog glasses. If just one would actually be pretty amazing. Angie, I actually put conditioner on first the other day on accident. I don't know if I'd pay that much for those glasses, but I need them. It's Star 102, right? Cleveland's Feel Good Family. So that's why we are a Star 102 and Jen and Tim Show family. Thank you for the admission, Angie.
Shower readers. It's the best idea ever, and it's on Oprah's list. So here are the things I want to add to my cart, but it just feels a little bit outrageous because they're just Well, they're out of budget. The Sneaks, the Tepper shoe. Did you see this?
I saw those, yeah.
So, and Oprah even says, because she picks these on her website, these are, Gail King wears these all the time. If you know anything, Oprah and Gail King are like BFFs. They're like a tennis shoe with a heel on it. So, and they're very kind of, they're like a polarizing shoe because you don't, I don't know. It's mixing two strange things on the shoe. So those are
$595. $595,
which makes me think they have to be very, very comfortable. Do you know, at that price, and you got Gail King wearing them all the time, and you add a heel to it. So part of me thinks, I want to try that. I never will.
Like slip them on? Can you return those? A $600 shoe?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. But if you could, I would probably. I would probably order them just to try them.
That is steep.
Okay, the other thing that is, and this isn't like a huge, I mean, the price point is high for what it is, which is why I wouldn't buy it, but it's called the Howls Puffer, and it is a puffer coat for your dog. It is stinking adorable, and it's $100. And I think that's,
for people's dogs, they would spend that.
I know, but I feel like that's
Halloween outfits and it is an expensive price point, but what we spend on the dogs and this and whatever and a treat and a that and a,
I know. $100 for a puffer
coat. It's a puffer. I didn't see that. It's a puffer
coat for the dog. It's so stinking cute. There's an electric flosser. I have never seen an electric flosser before.
That sounds dangerous to the gum.
Doesn't it?
I don't think I would do that. Any dentists, any
oral hygienists? I have a water pick. And that, you know, you can water pick your teeth. That's one thing. But this is like, it's like the actual little mini flossers, but it's
there is no way.
It feels like you're like slicing.
I would do that.
Right. So that's $165. I lied. I have two more. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
The Dyson Airwrap is on there. I will say this. I own the Dyson Airwrap because I saved up gift cards that I got for gifts over like Christmas and birthdays and stuff. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to splurge on myself. It is the greatest hair tool you could ever use in your life. It is so expensive. Yes.
Is $550 accurate?
That is accurate.
Whoa,
it
mama.
Is. Now, sometimes you can get them, like the one I ended up getting with the gift cards and all that was, like there was like a sale on it because it was like a plum color and they were discontinuing it. It is so worth it, the Dyson Airwrap. It's the most insane splurge of life. I'm telling you, I collected gift cards for like years and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get this for myself. So that's another thing I would add to my cart if I could, if you had the $500 or something. And then the last thing is a hoop. With a ball on it, it's like an earring. It's $100, and it's really cute. They have them in gold and silver. Because a hoop, who doesn't want a nice hoop?
216-343-1021, or you can shoot us a quick DM. Do you really think Oprah has tried these items?
Yes.
And has any idea what's on her own list?
You're out of your mind. There is no way.
That she tries them all.
Oprah
right.
is too much of an empire and too much of a trusted human by so many people that she has a great team, and I'm sure her team picks the list, but then they show it to her to make sure she's okay with it.
Okay. I'm just wondering what people think, and you could be 100% correct. I have no idea. I love Oprah. I'm just thinking that's a lot of items, and I think the people around her pick it.
They pick it.
You
she
think
tries
she's
it.
Got the motorized tooth floss to the mouth of Oprah's mouth?
100%. 100% she tried it.
I don't know. What do you
Let's
think?
Let's call her.
She'll be like, the what? So, you know, back to that motorized floss here quickly.
Yes.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's on Oprah's favorite list.
Did you look it up?
Did you?
Oprah's favorite
did you mention the Oprah's favorite things? Thank you. Did you mention the name of it?
I don't think I did. And as a matter of fact, I don't.
I'm not putting you on the spot because I have it. I just, you couldn't mention it and I missed it.
I didn't.
So look at it. Like, okay, what is this? If, of course, 5 stars. It's Oprah's favorite electric flosser that she's probably never used or heard of. It's
Stop
called.
Saying that.
It's called Flaus.
Flaus?
F like...
F-L-A-U-S or something? Like Flaus? I feel like it should
it
be
looks
like,
dangerous. That really, really scares me. And I...
Don't you kind of want to try it, though?
I kind of want to try it, but yeah. I feel like it's going to cut into my gum and my jawline.
Like a slicer. Like a mini saw. It's like a mini saw.
I just wonder when you go to the dentist, you know how they have certain things like, hey, if you, there's a, you know, motorized toothbrush, or there's other things that they will...
Right.
You know, use Crest, use Tribe, whatever it might be, new items. I don't know if they're saying use the Flaus.
Yeah. So
like,
you don't
next
want
year, will they be use the Flaus?
I don't
think that they use it. I know. I'd love to hear from a.
So you don't want me to get you that for Christmas is
no,
what you're saying.
Nervous.
No Flaus.
You got a chainsaw for your gums.
Yeah, that's.
I'm good.
It's a little.
Yeah. But thank you. That was a great breakdown of the list.
Well, thank you very much. I had very, very much fun putting it together. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.